Police are shooting to death a man at London Bridge. They say he stabbed several people.
He has a knife.
Bystanders had wrestled him to the ground. The man was identified as Usman Khan, a 28-year-old British man whose family is from Pakistan-controlled Kashmir. Wearing a fake suicide vest and wielding knives, he went on the rampage on Friday afternoon. Police said two people, a man and a woman, were killed in the attack. It happened days before London is due to host leaders of the NATO military alliance, including US President Donald Trump. A man and two women were injured and reportedly remained in hospital. Khan had experience with terrorism. He was convicted in 2012 for his part in an Al-Qaeda group-inspired plot to blow up the London Stock Exchange. The man was released in December 2018, subject to conditions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who faces a snap election on December 12th, expressed his shock about the attack.
My thanks go first of all to the emergency services, the police, for their bravery and their professionalism. And to repeat again, my thanks to those members of the public who put themselves in harm's way to protect others. And I think they represent the best of our country, and I thank them on behalf of the rest of our country.
He also said it was a terrorist attack, and he vowed to end a practice whereby serious offenders can be automatically let out of prison early, as the opposition attacked the policy. Friday's attack came less than 2 weeks before elections that could decide Britain's fate in the European Union. During the 2017 election campaign, London Bridge was also the scene of an attack. Then three militants drove a van into pedestrians and then attacked people in the surrounding area, killing 8 people and injuring at least 48. But London wasn't the only area where a terror-related attack occurred Black Friday. Soon after, people ran away in panic in the center of the Dutch city of The Hague. A suspect stabbed several people near the Hudson's Bay department store in the city's buzzing Grote Markt shopping area. The three victims of a stabbing attack on that shopping street were said to be two girls, aged 15, and a boy of 13. None of the victims knew each other, and police are still hunting a male suspect with no clue as yet to a motive. Citizens are worried.
Dingen komen wel steeds dichterbij. En het is wel eng, want ja, wij horen
horrible things are happening increasingly closer to us, explains this young man who says he works nearby. That creates fear. It is hard to work here at the same location where the attack occurred. The violence has underscored concerns in Europe about a possible increase in terror-related incidents this holiday season. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.